Unless a lot of unexpected things happen, Tennessee not only took yet another loss to Georgia, but also gave up any hope of an SEC championship. Tennessee still needs a few things to make them stand out to the CFP committee. We're talking Tennessee. We're talking SEC. We are Tennessee Fan Talk. Thank you for joining us.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy, passionate, dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk. Where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm. Bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Hey, Tennessee fans, now AP's number 10. Tennessee flips the script on the narrative from 5 weeks of not scoring first half points and reverted back to their old self of not scoring second half points. Week 12, full of duds, except for the Vols and the Dogs. Here to break it down, as always, the Duke, the Bird, and our favorite Georgia fan, Franklin.
Oh, I feel special.
If you didn't know, Franklin donated to the SEC Officiating Foundation before the game.
I pulled a heat freeze. They were rewarded.
You know, a couple of, you know, like the non-call on the quarterback, not off, false start.
False start.
As far as some of the holdings, you know, it you're just not going to call every hold.
No, no, because there's holding on every play.
Right.
On both sides.
Right.
Every time.
Right.
And we like to line off offsides every time, too.
If you look at penalty yards, they were close enough, you know.
Oh, sure. I mean, it wasn't the officiating. Obviously, I knew the game was over when Thornton dropped the ball, and we didn't go for it on 4th-and-3 on the 36-yard line in Georgia. That's so, that's what I'm like, yep, it's over.
So stupid. So stupid. Tennessee finally losing its streak of holding teams to 20. You know, they started off strong, stops Georgia's opening drive, marches on their own opening drive, scoring, but did not enter the red zone the remainder of the game. That is insane. Tennessee 1-1 in the red zone, Georgia 5-for-5. What the hell? Tennessee's supposed to be coming into this with this defense, and they're always big about tackles for loss and sacks. Only two. Only two tackles for loss. Sacks, zero. Georgia got five on them. And as the Duke said on the long passes, where were the long passes? When you look through the drive chart or the play-by-play and you look at Beck and you see deep ball, deep ball, deep ball, whether it was caught or not, there was attempts. Longest reception for Tennessee was only 17. Only two deep balls attempts. The first one was on the first drive, which got the pass interference. The second one, as you just alluded to, was the beginning of the fourth quarter with Dante Thornton. That's it. Our Georgia fans being, he's not barking at us.
No. That's just a myth, man. We don't all just bark at people.
I don't know. There was a lot of barking last night.
Oh, there was.
Well, the fix was in for sure. Everybody was talking about the bad officiating, and obviously that has something to do with it. But, I mean, the people are like, oh, Greg Sankey's going to have to pay for this. Greg Sankey don't give a crap.
No.
He don't care.
Nope.
He shouldn't care. He's a big pitcher guy. And Georgia gives the SEC a better chance of winning it than Tennessee does. So,
100%.
With that being said, Music City Bowl, here we come.
100% Georgia gives that. And as bad as they played, and some of the play calling, you know, you're third and long, and you don't even attempt to pass. You just, let's just try to run it up. No.
The ghost of Philip Fulmer.
Georgia won the game because they were a better team. And I'm sorry. I know he has a couple of weeks of people doubting him, I being one of them with Carson Beck. But when he threw, and Franklin and I talked about this earlier, when he threw that dime right down the middle in the end zone, hit his tight end, that was an NFL play.
That's the Carson Beck you expected to see all year.
Right. I mean, dude was nowhere near there yet when he let that go.
No. Well, yeah, we didn't know. I mean, our defense looked lost as last year's Easter egg.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And everyone knows, every defensive coordinator knows by now, just start jumping your line around. Tennessee will go offsides. Or false start, rather. I wouldn't be shocked.
I could argue that that was one of Nico's best games all year. I could make that argument. I think he looked composed compared to what we have seen in the past. Considering that's the most hostile environment we went in all year.
That I will give you as far as it definitely the most hostile. I mean, that was...
But would you... I mean, I don't know if this is adding to my Garantano list because we don't want to get too many. But I could almost add to the Garantano list that the Tennessee offense will not travel. Like Josh Heupel's offense will not travel. We can't play on the road.
We're up to five Garantanos of life.
Yep, we're getting. I don't want to waste them because you know there's only so many. It's a finite amount.
Well, maybe next year we won't come out of the bye week flat, and we can, you know, just kind of put an asterisk on.
We've been doing that since George Herschel Bush was the president.
Oh, Georgia, done with, and we'll talk about this more after the break, but done with conference games. And it's going to get crazy, and like I said, we'll talk about that after the break. Georgia dominating, pass numbers, defense, they turned it on. And I agree with Kirk Herbstreit, is that when Carson Beck ran his 15 yards and was aggressive and put himself at risk, you know, it wasn't sliding, that turned the game around. That was the point that everything turned around. It's crazy that one play can do that. Crickets.
I mean, I was gonna let Franklin talk. He's the Georgia guy, not me. I can bitch and moan about the Vols all the whole time if you want me to.
I was just taking my flowers, man. I was taking it all in, listening to these Tennessee fans just brag about Georgia, give me the warm and fuzzies for the eighth year in a row. Like, I could ask you how your mom and them is. I know where your dad's at. He's in Athens right now. So
with his bowl cut and his visor on.
With his visor and a vein popping out of his head and screaming at everybody, God love him.
I love how he handles post-game interviews.
Well, I was about to say, that was just the quintessential Kirby Smart coach football team yesterday that we ran into. That's all that was. Mm-hmm. People were giving down the road. I knew better. Georgia, in the past, since Kirby Smart's been there, who you could argue he's the best coach in college football, probably not even argue, probably for sure is. They always have that extra gear when they feel like they're backed up in a corner, a wounded dog backed up in a corner, no pun intended.
Well, but, I mean, that...
Did you say no pun
intended? That had intended? To be done.
What?
Did you say no punt intended?
Yeah, I mean, we did plenty of those yesterday.
That's great. That was, five of those. Just one more. Just one more.
So that's our MVP, right? Our punter? Or is it Max Gilbert banging a 52-yarder?
Hey, you got it.
I think a 52-yarder there.
That was nice. Tennessee goes 10 for 18 third down conversions. Georgia 8 for 14. They didn't have to try any fourth downs like we did and should have done again.
I mean, in 2022, that's all we did was go for it. If we were on the other side of the 50, it didn't matter what it was. We was going for it. Not no mo. And I think it just proves a point on how elite Kirby Smart is at studying game film and yes. making adjustments.
Yes. Yes. Went from an atrocious O-line, all these injuries, people playing not where they're supposed to be playing. Looked amazing. To stop Tennessee's defensive line.
Which you could argue might be a little overrated. It's deep, but it's not elite. But Pierce is good, and I mean, like I said, I'm not fussing about the officiating, but he was getting held quite often.
I was just fixing to say, Pierce is getting held. You know, why isn't he more effective like he was last year? They're holding him. It's just not getting seen.
Or it is, and they're just turning a blind eye to it. Bunch of blind zebras out there on their knees.
And that's not just the Georgia game. This is on.
No.
All right. It's not like he lost a step between years.
I mean, and Sampson looked pretty good for the chances he had. Talking about running back, switching gears. Yep.
I mean, Georgia loaded the box all night to stop that, though. Like, they left it to Nico to win that game, and you know, they stopped the run, essentially.
They stopped the run. I mean, it's only 40 more yards, 40-ish more yards than Georgia had. 39 rushing attempts, average yards per rush, 3.9. Passing, like you said, they just said, let's make Nico beat us, and he only had 167 yards passing, 20 for 33.
Beck had what, 360?
347. He went 25 for 40. I mean,
I'll take that Carson Beck all game every day.
Yep.
I mean, y'all pretty much do not have a running back number one right now since.
No, that's four string that was in.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We deep.
We just proved that Tennessee's not there yet. Or we didn't. They did.
They did, right. Yeah. They just proved they are not.
I mean, we're going to have we might fiddle around and get beat by Vanderbilt, I'm sure we'll talk about this at the next segment, but it doesn't matter if we go hang 100 on whoever we play this week, and if we hang 100 on Vanderbilt, it doesn't matter.
That we're definitely going to talk about. First, let's go around the SEC. Florida upsetting LSU, and don't say, is it really an upset? I know what you're going to say. LSU was ranked, Florida wasn't, so it's an upset. Sun Belt Billy, this is for you, Luke. Sun Belt Billy, one game away from bowl eligibility, and our favorite Florida fan said that they weren't going to win more than three this year.
Hey, DJ Lagway's good. He is good. Very good.
It's even better if they lose to Florida State, though.
That would be funny. Go for 0-4 in the state of Florida, get beat by Miami, and then go and get beat by Florida State.
That would be
and
great.
And still not make a bowl.
I saw a tweet the other day, and it said, was it Florida State versus bye week, and it was like 36-7.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was great. Beamer, Duke's going to love this. Beamer takes out Mizzou, South Carolina now 5-3 in the conference. And with that win, pushed Mizzou out of the top 25.
I'm getting sick and tired of all that bourgeois saying, should South Carolina be in the playoffs? What? No. Well, who's their best win besides Mizzou, which is not a very good win? Mizzou is the equivalent of BYU in our conference.
Probably be their best loss to Alabama, barely losing.
Well, I mean, their second best win is Vanderbilt. Woo wee.
Do-do-do. They beat A&M.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
They spanked A&M.
They spanked A&M. Yeah, 44-20.
A&M's frauds, too. Texas is frauds.
Texas, my goodness. Now,
their schedule's been worse than ours.
I am bought on to your conspiracy of, you know, we want Texas to come in and have an easy first season and win. Yeah, yeah.
They have the easiest schedule.
For sure. I mean, and at the same time, I get that you can only play the teams in front of you, but it's a very soft handshake in Welcome to the SEC compared to Oklahoma.
Vote for me. None of the other SEC games matter. You know, it was a bunch of cupcakes, but outside the SEC, close calls. Oregon, you know, your boy Dan Lanning with just a 3-point win over Wisconsin. That would have been an amazing upset. BYU falling to Kansas.
Thank God. 3-5 Kansas, by the way, folks. 3-5. Dan Lanning is going to be coaching the NFL in 2 years. That's the rumor. That's word on the street.
That's a Nike.
It might be next year.
Ooh. I don't know.
I mean, I feel like if you've coached there for 2 years, you've got enough Nike money to be set anyway. So,
you got to stay longer, part of the contract.
I mean, who would want to live in Oregon? Let's be honest.
Week 13 consists, again, kind of like 12, some good games, the rest of them crap. We're going to go over them after the break.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, "Happy Friday!" Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Welcome back, Tennessee fans. Instead of talking about the UTEP game, because that's just crazy, it should be a brutal beatdown, like 52-3. You know, I think we take the time, the second half, and talk about scenarios. So, I want to pick the Week 13, couple of the SEC scores, and keep in mind that when we're picking, you're going to love this. The best thing for UT is this. On top of Tennessee trouncing Vandy the following week, here's what needs to happen this week. Oklahoma needs to beat Bama. Auburn needs to beat A&M. Kentucky needs to beat Texas. And Florida needs to beat Ole Miss. What do you say?
I think Auburn could do it. Oh, my God. Auburn's like the Kansas of the SEC. They're going to go in there and surprise them.
Oh.
So I could see Bob Stoops slipping up and giving Texas a run for their money.
Mark Stoops.
Where's that game? What'd I say, Bob Stoops? Oops. Sorry. That's some disrespect.
Yeah.
I'll never be able to get out of his brother's shadow.
So the Ole Miss Florida. Ole Miss really needs to win. Florida really needs to win if they're going to play any type of bowl.
Where's that game at?
In Florida.
So it's at the Swamp. At what time is kickoff?
Noon? 12.
I feel like that hurts Florida. Because everybody knows night games in the SEC, it doesn't matter if you play everywhere except Vanderbilt. It's good. It's good. I mean, that's a Nick Saban line, but it's just true.
Yes. Yeah.
Even it's pretty electric in Kentucky. And they sit 12 people.
Who you got?
Which game?
Ole Miss at Florida.
Oh, Ole Miss is going to hang 50 on them. Ole Miss has the best defense in the league, too.
And Franklin?
Ole Miss by about 20. Florida keeps it a little closer.
I have Ole Miss as well. Moving, we're not going to talk about Georgia and UMass.
The mighty UMass?
2-8, 0-9.
I believe they're the Minutemen, the UMass Minutemen, I believe is their mascot.
Kentucky at Texas, the 3:30 ABC game. Duke?
I mean, like I said, I think Kentucky might give Texas a run for the money because I think Texas low-key stinks. I think they kind of, they low-key stink.
I hope you're picking the upset.
Oh, I'm not picking the upset. But it's going to be close. I think it's 27-24, Texas.
Kentucky's one conference win this year was against Ole Miss, right?
Yep.
They're due for another one. I'm going upset.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked.
I'm going upset. Franklin?
35-28, Texas.
Bert, I hope you're right. As much as I hate Kentucky.
Oh, I would love it. Yeah, I would love it.
I just want, now I'm at the point where I want chaos.
Exactly.
And that would create some chaos.
So here, yep, Wofford, South Carolina, we're not going to talk about it. LA Tech, Arkansas, we're not. Mizzou, Mississippi State, Duke's snooze fest of the week.
any game that has Mississippi State in it is a snooze fest of the week.
Can Mizzou, or I should say, will Mizzou keep Mississippi State from winning an SEC game?
Who's, is it to me?
Yeah.
Mississippi State's going to win. Hey, Mississippi State's offense is good. Their defense is just bad. And Missouri is just mediocre across the board. They're like a bag of milk. They're like, meh. Yeah, meh.
That's Mizzou by 20.
No.
Let's hear it, Franklin. Let's hear it.
I think Mississippi State's got them. I think.
Oh, I think 28-17 Bulldogs. That's a score. 28-17 Bulldogs.
Missouri was broken this weekend. They don't stand on any business.
And Mizzou barely won their last one.
And Eli Drinkwitz is already checked out. That's another job. Like, who wants to be in Columbia, Missouri?
He's got his little Darth Vader outfit. Going to go to cosplay somewhere.
Oh, I bet he plays some. I bet he plays some D&D in some basement.
He's ready for Dragon Con. He wants to get Superman's autograph and shit. Like, he's done with football for the year.
I wouldn't be shocked if he come out dressed as Captain America, as big as his ego is.
He'd be like Black Widow or something.
7:30 ESPN, A&M 8-2, 5-1. Auburn 4-6, 1-5. Who was Auburn's one conference win against?
Mississippi State. I would guess. I don't know.
Mississippi State is beating Missouri. You're going to laugh at me, Bird.
Oh. Who you got? You already got A&M. I already know that.
Sure.
Frank, I got Auburn.
You?
Where's it at?
It's at Auburn.
Jordan Hare?
How in the world they got a 7:30 ESPN? ESPN's going, dang it, why did we promise them that?
Well, they got to give them one. They got to throw one bone. Yeah, throw them a bone every once in a while. Every team's had one except Ole Miss.
They're going to kill every tree down.
I would love Auburn to win that game. It's just not happening.
Texas A&M's going to win.
Another 7:30 ABC, Alabama at Norman, Oklahoma. 4-2 in the conference, Alabama. 1-5. And you know who Oklahoma beat?
Mississippi State. Venerables might be the dumbest coach in the conference. He very well could be the dumbest coach in the conference.
If he has one more like that, season like he had this year.
Like, I watched the end of that Missouri game 2 weeks ago. Why that moron did not go for overtime, I'll never know.
Yeah. Bama, Franklin.
Bama.
It pains
me.
Like plus 28.
Do you have the spread on it right now?
No, I don't. But I couldn't imagine.
It pains me.
But they're going to cover it regardless.
I bet the spread is 23.5. That's what I'm guessing. Let's see if I can find it real quick. And I haven't.
You find it.
Hand to God, I haven't looked. Hand to God, I haven't looked.
Well, I want to talk about the last one. It is crazy that we have two games left. Vanderbilt 6-4, 3-3. LSU 6-4, 3-3. The problem is, my immediate response is to go Vandy. The problem is it's night in Baton Rouge. And Jordan Rodgers is on the call.
So the spread is minus 14, Alabama.
Right now.
Let me get my DraftKings pulled up real quick.
Time to take advantage of that one.
Yeah,
this is just on eBets. This is like, you know, ESPN's. And LSU is a 9-point favorite at home.
Yeah.
I'm going to parlay this one.
So do you got LSU on that one, Duke?
Sure. You might as well parlay the Tennessee one because we're minus 41.5. I would take UTEP in the points.
Oh, I definitely will. The Mighty Miners, whatever they are out there.
Mighty Miners.
Is that what they are?
I think so. I think they just joined the Mountain West.
For next season?
Yeah.
Yeah. With our picks, we get into some craziness. Texas and A&M sit atop the SEC, both 5-1. They do play each other next week, not this Saturday, the following. They play each other, and so somebody takes a loss.
I'm going to tell you right now who it's going to be. It's going to be Texas A&M because their coach is afraid, and they went ahead and made this game senior night because they're afraid of playing Texas at home and senior night and getting their seniors just butt beat.
That will be – man, that game's going to be crazy. Kyle Field is going to be lit.
I mean, they're a cult. It's just like Auburn fans. They're just another cult.
Georgia, done with conference play. Ole Miss, two easy games. Alabama, two easy games. So, if Ole Miss wins out, Alabama wins out, you've got Texas or A&M that'll sit across the top. If everyone, Tennessee included, wins out, you'll have someone sitting up top with a loss, and then you will have five teams sitting at 6-2. For the second spot.
And so who plays in the SEC championship? Is it Ole Miss or Georgia?
I think
it's one of those two.
It's Alabama.
Is it?
If we have the same record as Alabama and we have the head-to-head.
I think how it goes.
I think it's like, Georgia.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I think it's Ole Miss because they beat Alabama and Georgia.
They're 4-2. Ole Miss has, they have two. Yeah, like I said, they have two easy games, and they beat Georgia. So it very well could be Ole Miss. But
they beat Georgia and Alabama.
But if Ole Miss loses against Florida this week, it's Georgia.
They're out.
Yeah. If ifs and buts were candy nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas, Bird.
So it is Ole Miss's destiny in their hands to play one of the Texas teams, assuming that one doesn't lose prior to next week.
I mean, not to put a bad bird in Franklin's ear, but you better watch out for Georgia Tech. They're shifty.
I mean, they did just beat the best team in Florida, so I mean.
Yeah, they're shifty, I'm telling you. And that's a big game for them, not really a big game for you all anymore like it used to be.
It's good old-fashioned hate.
And where's that game at?
I think it's probably in Athens. Sure.
Yeah, because Kirby Smart was bitching and moaning about not playing enough home games.
Well, and Georgia Tech's selling all their home games to Mercedes-Benz Stadium now, so they don't even play at Bobby Dodd anymore.
Oh, they don't?
Well, they'll play maybe one, maybe two games, but they're selling the rest of their games to Mercedes-Benz to try to make money.
Well, smart move. Because they're just like Vanderbilt. They have four fans.
That's what I was talking to Bird about earlier, is we both play nerds at the end of the year.
Well, Georgia Tech nerds versus the Commodorks.
So does Georgia Tech do the same thing as Vanderbilt? Do they have another school on campus that their athletes play at?
Georgia Tech? Yeah, it's called Georgia State.
Well, no, because Vanderbilt has the Peabody School at Vanderbilt, which right. That's where a lot of their football players play, but still play for Vanderbilt.
Right.
That's the standards are probably, I'm not saying, I'm just speculating the standards at the Peabody School is probably just a fuzz lower.
Yeah, fuzz. Yeah. That's being generous.
Yeah. And they're probably all psychology majors.
Yeah.
Mark, small business marketing.
Or sports management is the other one.
Health and human
science. Oh, we're going to teach you how to manage a little league baseball tournament. Make sure you got enough hot dogs.
Culinary. Sprinkles on cupcakes.
That's probably a little too hard for them because there is some chemistry in cooking, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah, I think Tech's got DoorDash 101. And teach you how to use Waze. It's great.
So, what is up with this, just last little moment here, because we're running out over time. We had a game at Wrigley Field this week, and next week we have Army and Notre Dame at Yankee Stadium.
America.
So, I got a spin zone question, Bird. I mean, I know Franklin doesn't really count. This question doesn't really, have anything to do with him. But would you rather be where Tennessee is at now in the SEC, or would you rather be the head of the ACC? Get what I'm saying? Like, if us being as a Tennessee fan, would you rather be where we're sitting now in the SEC and we're in the SEC, or would you say, screw the SEC, move us to the ACC, and just wreck shop? What would you rather have?
Dominate the ACC. The problem with it is you don't have the week-over-week hard competition, so when you do get into the playoffs, it's a whole nother level.
Well, that doesn't matter. As long as you get in the playoffs, then you've done your job.
True. I mean, at some point in time, you think you'd like to win a natty, but...
All right, Franklin, put yourself in... I mean, you can answer the question. Just, pretend... Yeah.
So, if I was a Tennessee fan, I'd probably...
let's just say... What did he say? I didn't hear what he said.
If I was a Tennessee fan, I mean... But
No, I mean... If Georgia is,
I'd rather be in the SEC. Okay. So, you look at teams SEC, like... Yeah. Well, you look at teams like Florida State who are suing to get out of the ACC. You look at teams like Clemson that are suing to get out of there. Like, you get more money in the SEC, more national recognition. You can go 10-2 in the SEC and make the playoffs. You go 10-2 in the ACC, you're going to make the Belk Bowl.
Well, you can go 10-2 and make the playoffs in the SEC as long as you're not Tennessee.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. And I meant to speak on that. We went out, and we have 10 and 10. That's a good year.
I mean, it's going to be end up being 11. Like, you could say you were going to end up 11 and 2.
Yeah. Yeah, you go to the Liberty Bowl and you win.
And we're going to play BYU in the Liberty Bowl.
Oh, no, not BYU. We might lose to them.
No, the Stormin' Mormons ain't beating us.
Nah, and their quarterback wants to be called BYU because he's Jewish. So it's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
A Jewish Mormon.
Oh, is he Jewish?
Yeah, he's Jewish and he wants to call
BYU. I thought you had to be a Mormon to go to BYU.
I guess he converted.
I mean, 98% of Utah is Mormons.
Maybe you wanted that second wife. I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. You have to think that. You have to think that 50% of them, practicing polygamy.
Oh my goodness!
Or letting it soak.
Well, they got to get somebody shaking the bed for them.
Oh, it's called soft serve.
Oh, there he goes.
That ice cream machine.
Push your rope.
This is why you stay tuned to the entire show, podcast listeners, because you have no idea what's going to come out at the end.
That's what she said.
Actually, it's not, because they were still soaking.
I was talking about corn.
Oh.
Been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange and see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
Go big orange. Beat those
balls.
Go beat those miners.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.